KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJAN. We'll talk a little Atlantic High School baseball and softball here this morning. A little later on, we'll hear from Atlantic softball coach Terry Hensman. They're participating in the Creston tournament here this weekend. Had two games in yesterday. Two games will be played today. And we'll be talking Atlantic baseball as well. We've got three players in studio with us here along with Atlantic head coach Gaylord Schelling. And we'll be back and get started with our talk about baseball after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website, www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Bryman's Interiors in Atlantic is your full-service furniture store. You'll find beautiful bedroom, dining, and living room sets. Stop in to browse through their gallery and check out their many accessories for your home. Bryman's Interiors in downtown Atlantic. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004.
And welcome back here to our coaches show this morning here on KJN. We'll start off talking a little Atlantic High School baseball here this morning. And it looks like we've got a senior crew in here with us here this morning. We'll be joined by Colton Mudd and Cody McCready and Jackson Eden. Guys, thanks for coming in. Well, you've had a busy week here. You started off with a game on Monday night against Kemper Catholic, picked up a 5-0 win there. Went on the road to a tough Harlan team on Tuesday, lost that one 7-1. Bounced back then with that win 10-2 on Thursday night over Shenandoah, and then fell last night in a was a tight one for most of the game, 6-2 there against Creston. We'll start off here, Jackson. Talk a little bit about how you thought, I guess, the week went as a whole. I know that there were some moments. I got to call that game Thursday night against Shenandoah, and there were some opportunities left out there for you guys. You left the bases loaded a couple of times, but you know, you did what you needed to do to get the job done. I guess, are you seeing little things like that here and there that maybe you guys noticed that you need to do a little bit better in order to win more games?
Yeah, I think throughout the week we left too many runners on base, and I think that ended up costing us a couple games. Against Shenandoah, we left, I think Coach Max had 14 runners on base, and we should have ended the game a lot sooner than the seventh inning. I know that against Harlan, we left a ton of kids on base, and even last night, you know, we had kids in scoring position, and it was a little better last night. We just hit the ball hard, but it was to people, but we just got to execute better.
And I guess talk a little bit more about that game last night. They got a couple of runs in the second and the third, so they kind of jump on you a little bit early. Maybe a little bit more difficult when you get in that situation when you're playing from behind.
Yeah, we didn't get out to the best of start. I think we went 3-up, 3-down for the first three innings or something like that. So, you know, it's never good to start off the game like that, and we need to get runs early if we want to compete at the top of the Hawkeye 10.
Well, I guess for you personally, how do you feel like the season has gone? You know, what are you doing well, and what do you think you need to work on?
I started off not hitting so well. I struggled at the plate a little bit, so Coach Schelling and I put in a little extra time, and starting to figure things out a little better now. Still have a lot of room to grow.
Cody, we'll move on here to you for a moment. I guess talk about, I'll ask you the same question to start off. Personally, what do you think you're doing well, and what have you been working on?
Well, I've been struggling pretty badly at the plate lately. I haven't been hitting the ball as well as I'd like to. I see the pitch. I just can't execute on it. I haven't been able to do that lately, but I've been fielding pretty well, and I'm that's my strength when I'm on the team, is my fielding.
And here this week, you know, where you feel like what things are going well as a team, I guess, what do you guys talk about, you know, on a day-to-day basis that you know you need to do better each night out?
Well, like Jackson said, we can't leave runners on base. We aren't going to win games if we can't get runs across the plate. And so we just got to hit the ball. Again, we also need to hit the ball where it's pitched. I think we're doing a better job at that. I mean, Coach always stresses that toward me and the other players is that we have to hit the ball where it's pitched, especially the curveball, if we're going to compete with the Harlan and the St. Alberts and Lewis Central.
You know, one thing I talked to Coach about the other night after the Thursday night game was, you know, kind of focusing on the moment. You know, sometimes it's easy to get caught up in what happened with, a batter before you or after you or something that went wrong. I guess is that something that you try to keep the mindset of when you get up there to the plate, it's just doing your job and focusing on that situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try really hard to flush something down if I do something wrong. That's something I really need to work on is I'm way too hard on myself when I do something wrong. And so I've been trying to work on that throughout. I mean, in my track season, I tried to do that, and in baseball. But usually I'm just way too hard on myself, and I just got to relax and go have fun out there. And no, this is a sport, and it's supposed to be fun, but I kind of take it way too seriously.
Yeah, well, and obviously it's one of those games where you know you're going to get lots of opportunities, so it's, you know, forgetting about that last moment and getting right back after it, because there's going to be lots of them throughout the year. Well, Cody, we'll kind of turn it over here to Colton for just a moment. Colton, you got to step on the mound the other night on Thursday night. We talked to you a little bit after the game. It looked like you felt pretty comfortable there. You were, I thought, pretty consistent at least throughout the game.
Yep, I finally figured out to get my fastball over consistently, and I'm starting to throw more pitches than I was previous years.
I know you talked about after the game as far as some of your off-speed stuff, you wanted to be a little bit more accurate with that. I think that's something, too, that maybe gets lost with high school baseball a lot, because there are a lot of guys that have to step out there and take the mound, so everybody has to be capable. But it's so important to be able to get the ball over the plate. Throwing strikes is what really helps guys.
Yeah, those off speeds are pretty important, especially when you're not a very overpowering pitcher like myself. So you got to have a variety of options to throw the batter off.
I guess from a personal level, what you think is going well for you here early in the season, and what are you working on?
Definitely my hitting has gone up since last year. I've been kind of going through a dry spell, but just kind of shake it off and keep moving forward. My pitching's starting to shape out a little bit better, so kind of excited to see where that goes.
And another thing I talked to Coach Schilling the other night about was obviously the Atlantic sports programs. A lot of the boys' programs have had some success here this year, and you know that helps carry over and build some confidence. There was a lot of success during the spring. Of course, you're part of a very successful wrestling program as well. Do you feel like that has a little bit of an impact, having some success elsewhere and then guys supporting each other in that way?
Yeah, it definitely does, because once you're successful somewhere else, you have a lot higher expectations for the next thing.
Well, Colton, I guess what are you looking forward to here this week? I know the schedule stays busy here. It's that time of year where pretty much every week's going to be busy for you until the season wraps up, but what are you guys focusing on here?
Focusing in, get a couple wins, but more importantly, hit the ball and score runners in and just play baseball and let everything else go where it may.
Well, Jackson, I'll go back to you, ask you the same thing about, the crossover, between sports. You were part of a very successful run there at state track, so it had to be a lot of fun. And it's kind of an awkward time because you have that weird transition where you're right from one sport to another. You're trying to make practices in one sport and getting done with another one you're focusing on. Talk about how that transition went, and do you feel like that success was helpful moving forward?
Yeah, I think the success we experienced in other sports really kind of builds over, because then we learn how to win better. Like, I feel like in the beginning of my high school career, we weren't like winning as much, and it was kind of hard to just develop that winning mindset. So once you start winning, it's a lot easier to want to win more.
I guess, what do you feel is kind of the pulse of this baseball team? Every team's a little bit different. So yeah, how do you feel like this group of guys has been working together?
This is the group that we've known each other for ever since Little League. I mean, my travel team that Colton was on and a bunch of us were on, we're really close with the juniors travel team, and we've always been friends. We'd play wiffle ball at the Y when we were younger and stuff, so we've known each other for a long time, and we mesh very well together.
Cody, I'll ask you the same thing. I guess, how do you feel these guys are working together? I know there's a few different pieces that are fit in from different sports. Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, well, I wasn't on the traveling team with these guys, but I've known them my whole life, and I was the kid that would always show up to the Y just to play wiffle ball with them. But throughout high school, I mean, I've gelled with them, and I've gotten to know them. And I mean, I wasn't necessarily on the same team as them because early on in my high school career, I wasn't the greatest player. But I worked hard, and I got up to where I am now, and I've gotten to know these guys pretty well, and so it's pretty fun to go out there and play with them. I mean, they are your teammates, but you know them really well, and you get along with them really well, and it makes the sport fun, and it shows success.
Well, guys, congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish here so far, and we certainly hope there's a lot more success to talk about down the road. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
All right, that's Colton Mudd, Cody McCready, Jackson Eden with us here this morning on our Saturday Morning Coaches Show, and we'll let head coach Gaylord Schilling slide into the chair now here this morning and chat with us. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us, and thanks for Commerce when you do, because you got a busy schedule. I know that. And you know, the girls are doing really well and very successful. Coach Hensman did a great job and his staff. And we appreciate it. I know the people in the community really appreciate it, because when it's hot like this, people don't want to get out. They like to just sit and listen to you talk.
Yeah, sit somewhere in the air conditioning. Yeah, unfortunately, the weather hasn't exactly been conducive to great atmosphere so far, but I guess you know, at some point in the season, you know it's going to get warm, so something you, I guess, get too used to early, and you're ready to deal with it the rest of the way. But it's a lot of fun to have. I know there has been some good crowds, though. I've been out there a couple of times. Of course, nights when you have both teams playing, that makes for kind of a fun atmosphere, too, out there.
We really appreciate the support we've had, because there's been a lot of people up on the hill and you know, both watching both teams. Both teams had success. I think we'll have continued success. Had a tough one last night. We seemed to hit the ball right at them the whole night, and they seemed to hit where we weren't, and that happens in baseball. Baseball is that kind of a sport that sometimes you can hit the ball hard online, but right at somebody, and somebody else can hit a blooper. I mean, they had six or seven other hits, which just – out of reach, either our outfielders or infielders, and that's part of baseball.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that definitely is unique about the game, and has to be unique from a coaching perspective too, because you know, when kids are up there doing the right things, they're getting the bat on the ball, but maybe it's not, you know, landing in the right spot for them every night out. I guess, how do you handle that with talking to the guys, and you know, I guess, you know, keeping that confidence level built up when those things are happening?
Well, I think you just have to try to stay positive with them, even though you know when people are on base, we got to get good solid contact, especially if it's one out or no outs, and we can just get the ball on the ground, we can score people. We really talk about not getting the lazy fly balls, or as I call them, a can of corn, one I can still catch, you know.
Have they tried that with you?
Oh, I shag fly balls out in the outfield. I usually don't have a glove, but I can run them down. Gotcha. A little bit.
Well, a little bit more about that game last night. Of course, you get down in a hole early, like I asked the guys, and you get down 4-0. That probably makes it a little bit more difficult mindset when you're, you know, trying to play catch up a little bit.
Well, Noah was pitching, and Noah had trouble again with his off-speed pitches, and, you know, you're 3-2 or 2-2, you know, you pretty much have to know you have to throw a fastball. So they know that too, and that was to their credit. They hit the ball, and they got some base hits at critical times. I mean, they had timely hitting, and I think the coach said before the game they haven't gotten timely hitting. So tonight, last night they did. We didn't get the timely hitting, and that's important for us too. You know, we're not we can't overcome a lot of things if we don't hit the ball and have timely hitting. You know, we have scored runs, a lot of runs at times, but a lot of times people put, you know, they walk us or hit us, put us on base. And once you get people on base, and then things seem to happen, they start rolling one way or the other.
I guess, what do you think is maybe the biggest strength and biggest weakness of this team so far?
Well, our defense is our biggest strength. Our pitching at times can be very good. You know, again, Chris, if you have command of all three pitches or at least two pitches, Muddy the other night had his knuckleball and a fastball. At times he'd have his change, you know. So if you have that, that keeps people off balance. They can't just swing and, you know, swing out of their shoes, we say sometimes. And our hitting's been inconsistent. I think we really have to improve upon is hitting the ball when people are on base, getting the key hit. you know, a base hit, or even hit on the ground, you know, get our gunner on third base, you know, home. And so those are things that we need to improve on. We're talking about, you know, I'm not really a small game guy. I don't like to bunt a lot, but sometimes I have to. That's something we may have to do more of that.
Well, and something I guess I was going to expand on when I asked talked to the guys about, you know, the success from other sports, and we chatted about that and how that gels together. I guess the other part of that is because guys are having success, that obviously means that they're pretty decent athletes. You know, you've got that has to be fun as a coach to have guys up and down the lineup that, you know, have those different types of skill sets and that are talented.
Well, and this group of kids, you know, we have a lot of guys who multi-sport athletes, and they just gain confidence when, you know, they may not hit the ball. Like Jackson really worked hard on his hitting this week, and then last night he finally started to get on track. And that's important that he gets on track, because he's a good leadoff hitter, but he hasn't been consistent. So at some point in time, I'll hopefully get him back to the top of the lineup and give him a chance. Mason Gergen's doing a good job right now. We put him up there because he's been hitting, having contact. But these being guys being multiple athletes, the more times you're in that tough situation, Chris, you respond better. You know, that's at work. That's my expectations of them, and they're starting to get better at it. They're not where we want to be yet.
Well, and I think it certainly shows here this week from the numbers. You talk about consistency. There are guys that have had some really good nights, and then maybe the next night they turn around and they go 0-for. So I guess that's part of that consistency issue. You'd like to see everybody getting a hit or two here and there every game out.
That would be ideal. We have had everybody have a hit, but again, it's still important thing. And they talk about it, I've talked about it, is when runners are on in scoring position, that's when you have to try to have that line drive base hit or, you know, blooper base hit. I don't care. Somehow you get that hit.
Well, Coach, you've got another busy week on tap here for you. I guess, you know, what are you expecting here this week?
Well, we go to Lewis Central on Monday, and Chase McLaren will throw that game. That'll be a big game for us because they're kind of they're probably about where we're at record-wise. They're a little don't have a good record, but they also played Valley. They play Iowa City West, so they play a tough schedule. I think they play us on Monday, and then they play in Principal Park Tuesday early in the day, and they turn around and play St. Albert's that night. So they have a busy, you know, 2-day span right there, and then I think they have two tough games following that too. So. And then they play over the weekend. I looked at their schedule. So Lee does a great job over there. And we travel up to Denison. Again, a game we lost 5-4, early, you know, just 2 weeks ago. And then we have Corinda and Red Oak at home. So it's, again, a busy week, but it's games that we can win. We just got to take care of business.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming in and talk about the team here this morning.
Chris, thanks for having us. Appreciate it a lot.
Thanks a lot. That's Atlantic Head Baseball Coach Gaylord Schelling. We'll take a break. We'll come back and hear about softball coming up next here on our Coach's Show.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown's Shoe Fit and Atlantic, offering an excellent selection of shoes in every size to help comfort your feet, along with friendly service. Whether you need sandals, work, walking, or athletic shoes, head to Brown's Shoe Fit at 502 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Recon Dune Funeral Home has proudly served Griswold and the surrounding area since 1930. Owners Marty and Christy Recon will serve you with compassion and professionalism in your time of need. Recon Dune Funeral Home, 712-778-4315 in Griswold. Zimmerman Sales and Service Incorporated in Neola specializes in Sukup grain bins and Sentinel and Astro buildings. Plus, they do concrete and welding work. They sell farm supplies. Zimmerman Sales and Service Incorporated. Your electrical, building, and grain bin specialists in Neola.
And welcome back now to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN as we're in the full swing of things here for the summer sports seasons with baseball and softball. We're now being joined by Atlantic Head Softball Coach Terry Hensman. Coach, thanks for your time.
You bet. Nice to talk to you.
Well, Coach, very busy week here for you. You started off with a game Monday night that we had on the radio with a 10-0 win over Kemper Catholic. You went on the road to Harlan on Tuesday and picked up a 4-2 victory and then got a doubleheader on Thursday night against Shenandoah. We don't want to go too far into depth about every single game, but I guess your thoughts on how you thought the team was playing early on here in the week, getting you prepared for this weekend.
You know, all in all, I thought we played pretty well throughout the course of the week. Of course, at this time of the season, there's some things that you could do to improve on, and make a few changes. We're kind of forced into making some changes in the lineup due to injuries and absences and stuff like that throughout the week. And I thought that the girls, particularly Melina Woodward, that we inserted in the lineup, did a fantastic job of filling in, and she got better and better as the week went along, and had a kind of a stellar tournament down here at Creston so far.
Yeah, it's good to see when you have those opportunities for another player to step up and, you know, fill a void and contribute a little bit more than maybe they are used to see them come through and perform. And yeah, we saw Melina play there on Monday when she got thrown there into the roster. Got a couple of balls hit her way right away, and then she ended up playing pretty well at the plate as well. So good to see players getting right out there and feeling confident right away.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's kind of a credit to the program that we have coming up from all the travel ball and travel teams and stuff like that that girls play on as well. But you know, I thought at the plate throughout the course of the week, we've done a pretty good job. Alexis Handel now surpassed 40 home runs on the season, hitting two down here in Creston, and then two throughout one this week, which is good. And then the stalwart that we have in the circle with Allie Anderson taking care of business and making sure that teams don't get a lot of runs against us. It gives us an opportunity to win every time that we get out on the field.
Well, you knew you're going to face some really good competition here this weekend at the Creston tournament. I know you're really looking forward to it, and you want to get out there and get tested. And you play two good teams yesterday. You pick up one win, and you get that first loss of the season. So you get out there and get tested really well yesterday.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we like to go to some of these weekend tournaments. Is for the biggest thing, I guess, for us is to see good pitching. We see some really good pitchers throughout our conference, but if it's kind of sporadic and you can't plan for that, then you know, you get kind of complacent when you're seeing pitchers who don't really spin the ball very well, or they throw in the lower 50s or something like that. So, yeah, when you come down here and you face, like yesterday when we faced Ankeny and Burlington, both at the time ranked teams in 5A, and come away with a win, we feel pretty good about ourselves.
Yeah, I guess talk a little bit about you started the day off with that Ankeny game. You pick up a nice tight win there. How did that game play out for you, Coach?
Well, you know, it's kind of first inning and last of all sixth inning for us. Alyssa Derby starts off the inning with a single, which was good to start off the game actually with a single, and then Alexis Handel hits a home run. So we use the long ball in the first inning to score a run. We score another one in the fourth after they had went ahead. They had a big third inning against us there, stretched together some hits and scored all four of their runs in the third. We come back in the fourth with a single run. Carson Rush gets a single and crosses the plate on an RBI by Alyssa Derby again, who was a player of the game the Ankeny game. And then kind of manufacture a run a little bit in the sixth inning with taking advantage of a walk and a hit by pitch. Melina Woodward, who we talked about earlier, laid down a great sacrifice bunt, moved the runners over in scoring position, and that's all Alyssa Derby needed to single both of them in and put us ahead by a run. And then all we had left to do is to hold them in the bottom of the seventh, and we did, and came away with a huge win for us against Ankeny, a very, very good Ankeny team.
So great win there. You turn around and face another good team in Burlington, and you come up with that first loss of the season, but certainly probably expected that at some point that might happen, and probably a good learning experience.
Yeah, you know, it's if you're going to lose a game, I guess that's the way to lose it. I thought that we played very, very well against a tough Burlington team and a tough Burlington pitcher. She really moved the ball pretty well, kept the ball a little bit different from what we'd seen before, keeping the ball on the outside and inside half of the plate as opposed to try to work, I guess, a little bit more horizontal. But the battled throughout the course of that game, put together a string of hits, and in the fifth inning, got both of our runs across. Again, Alyssa Derby's playing a role in there. She walks, and Alexis Handel hits a home run. So kind of the theme of the day for us to get runs across the plate. The problem was we couldn't get enough runners on. And I felt the lower half of our order did a pretty good job of battling hard, putting the ball in play. It's one of those games where I can think of about four, maybe five situations at the plate where especially with two strikes. Our slappers did exactly what they were supposed to do. Our right-handed hitters were disciplined, and we just hit line shots right at them, or we hit one hoppers right to them. And, you know, that kind of spoiled any opportunity for us to push some runs across the plate. But, you know, as a coach, I got to feel very good about that because, you know, those things eventually will turn around and come our way again. Olivia Engler pitched that game. She scattered, I think she walked two, scattered six hits. Unfortunately, the walks and the hits all kind of came in sequence for Burlington, and they put three runs across in the first, added a couple of them in the third. We came back with our two runs in the fifth, but it just wasn't enough to be able to push us past them. So, you know, it's probably not going to go undefeated throughout the course of the season. And like I said, if you're going to suffer a loss, at least we saw some good things out of Olivia in the circle. We saw some really good things, I felt, in the loss by our hitters as well with the discipline that they had at the plate.
So some good stuff there. You turn around and no rest. You get right back after it here against a couple of good teams here today, Sioux City East and Clark Osceola. What are you looking for here today, Coach?
Well, Clark is a team that's kind of banked in and out of their 3A ratings, and that's probably one of the teams that potentially we could see down the road a little bit later on in some tournament action. We lead off the day here at 9 o'clock with them, so it's kind of a bright, early wake-up call for us. And then Sioux City East, we got a chance. We usually end up playing them, it seems like, every year, either down here or up at the Four Dodge tournament or run into them someplace on a weekend tournament. But they're a vastly improved team. We got a chance to watch them against Creston and a little bit against, I believe they were playing Bondurant at the time. But you know, they're a solid ball team as well. They don't make many mistakes. They've got some girls who can hit. They got a couple of pitchers, too, that are going to challenge us as well. So we all look forward to a great day of softball.
Yeah, should be some good stuff. And, of course, in another busy week ahead. Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time here this morning. We wish you the best of luck here today and for the upcoming week. And we look forward to speaking to you again next weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. It was great talking with you.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Softball Coach Terry Hensman. We'll be back with more on our coaches show in just a moment here on KJAN. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. The Engine Shop, a complete engine shop. Owner Rick Larry has over 30 years' experience and works on all types of engines, from ag to industrial, high performance and restoration. For all your engine needs, visit the Engine Shop at 102 and a half Pearl Street in Atlantic or give Rick a call at 243-1037.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
And that's going to do it for our Saturday morning coaches show here this morning on KJN. Our thanks to Atlantic head baseball coach Gaylord Schelling and seniors Jackson Eden, Cody McCready, and Colton Mudd for stopping in here this morning. And to Atlantic head softball coach Terry Hensman for joining us here this morning via phone as they're in Creston for that tournament, playing two more games here today against Sioux City East and Clark Osceola. So we wish both teams the best of luck here as we move on through the next week. Our broadcast schedule will have some softball for you on Thursday. We plan on bringing you a doubleheader Thursday as Atlantic takes on Clarinda. And we'll pregame coverage about 5:15. First game is scheduled for a 5:30 start. That'll be our only broadcast for Atlantic baseball and softball here this week. That's going to do it for our Saturday morning coaches show here on KJN.